Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good times, keeping your head above water, making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times,
easy credit to rip off.
Good times,
scratching and surviving.
Good times.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Jungle. It's a good time to get in touch with us today. Be careful out there. We do have to say, Uncle Bubba and I drove down to the station today and we saw three accidents on the way, and it was probably about a 7 mile drive, 8 mile drive total.
Yeah,
we saw fire trucks and we saw cars out there, and with all the rain that we have, be careful. We do like you texting us during the show here, this happy mortgage show, but make sure you do it in your safe confines and not out there in the slippery streets. So get in touch with us today. Talk about your home loan. A lot of things to talk about today, Uncle Bubba.
Definitely.
Mortgage rates have dropped. You know, there's a lot of things going on with the stock market.
Yep.
But there's also things going on with the mortgage market. And this is the first time you're going to hear it. There's been so many other things happening in the world right now with tariffs and everything else. Some of you don't know that mortgage rates dropped this week.
Yep.
So it is time for you to get in touch with us today in this TexasLending.com mortgage show. Also, we're going to have Liz Dean from TDT Realtors calling in at 8:30 this morning talking about the real estate market, what you can expect. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Text us at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Uncle Bubba, what's going on in the mortgage world for you?
Oh, well, I did enjoy the look of the just a lot better interest rates that were just in time for the home buying season, I think.
So
not all things are going crazy. I mean, I know your 401k's lost a lot of money in the last month, but
that'll bounce back.
I think that'll just bounce. Don't sell back. It. Wait, it'll come back.
We don't know when, but it will. Anyway, mortgage rates. Let's give you some perspective on these mortgage rates. So we all know in 2021, COVID 2020 and 2021, we saw mortgage rates in the twos and the threes. And after January 2022, mortgage rates went up quick. They went up to about 7.5% to 8% by October of that year. And then we did see a respite about last September. Last September was the lowest that we had seen rates since early 2022. And then they went up. And after the Fed started lowering the overnight rate, mortgage rates went up. And we are in a situation now where mortgage rates are about 0.75% lower than they were, I'm going to say, in January 1st of this year. Mm-hmm. So by after the election, you know, after the Fed started lowering those overnight rates, the 30-year long-term mortgage rates went up. We saw this week, I'm going to say that in the last 3 weeks, we've seen mortgage rates drop about 0.375%. The market hasn't, when I say the market hasn't fully caught up yet. Right. What I mean by that is the drop that we're seeing in the bond rates, the drop that we've seen has not been fully reflected yet in the mortgage rates. They're usually, they can be real time, and then sometimes you can see a 1 day or 2 day delay. And when I say you can see it, the secondary markets have to catch up.
Yeah.
There's been a very, very fast drop in mortgage rates this week. And so what you saw rates being Friday, I think by Monday you're going to see better rates by Monday than what we've seen.
Yeah.
And so you're seeing a potential of mortgage rates. So I said maybe three quarters of 1% lower than they were in January, about 0.375% drop in the last 10 days or so. You're going to be in a situation where by come Monday, you definitely, if you're out there getting your mortgage rate shopped and everything, make sure you touch base with us and see just where they landed. Secondary markets have to catch up and find out where they want to price those things in. We are seeing, again, rates in the sixes for a lot of people right now. If you're FHA loans, a lot of you are being able to get rates in the sixes. I did have someone tell me yesterday had a best case scenario. It was a best case scenario for one borrower where they were able to get a rate of 5.9 on a FHA loan. That's probably a large loan with good, really good credit and different scenarios there. A lot of you will find your FHA loans in the sixes right now. And then your conventional loans in the high sixes That's the potential you're seeing right now, up to mid sevens and eights, or around 8% if you're trying to get a cash out loan. So there's different loan scenarios. There's different rates. Everyone's going to fall for a different range of rates. There is no one rate out there. You're going to have different APRs associated with your MIPs and your PMIs and things. But that leaves you the opportunity to call us. Text us, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Make sure you get in touch with us. We want to answer your questions for you here at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. So what does this mean when we say mortgage rates have dropped 0.75%? Well, the average sales price of a new built home is now over $500,000 in this country. If your loan size is $480,000, if you drop half a percent, if you get a rate half percent better than what you thought you're going to get, you're going to lower your interest payments by a couple hundred dollars a month just on a $480,000 loan. And so that's significant. It's going to help some people. It's going to help some people qualify for a little bit more home. Where do rates go, Bubba? What happens with these, the whole scenario with the stock market? Are the stock markets done dropping? Is there more to go? We don't know, because, you know, obviously the administration has had some things in store and some plans and some ideas they're trying to do, and depending on how that all falls, is it get worse from here, or are we seeing the bottom? That's the question. So as mortgage rates go, hopefully we see mortgage rates stay where they are, and maybe we get another 0.25% out of this. And where if that happens, we were last September. We're back in a situation where some people are getting a lot of rates in the sixes, which is a lot better than when they were up or near 8% a couple of years ago. So maybe you're at 8%, you have an FHA loan or a conventional loan, you want to take a look at refinancing, and it may be time. A 1% drop in a rate on a $480,000 loan is $400 a month in interest. I'm going to say that again. A 1% interest rate improvement on a $480,000 loan is $400 a month of interest. And so it might be an idea for you to take a look at that and see if it's an idea. And also the cash out, Bubba. Do you see a lot of cash out loans?
Definitely. And it's it's getting closer and closer to where the cat, you know, I did have quite a few this week of people that called in that wanted a second lien that had a previous cash out. And they were just like bummed. Because in Texas, you can only have one equity loan on your house
at one time.
And you have to explain this to them that they say, and they go, well, no, it was just a refinance and we took some cash out. Well, that meant that they put a home equity loan note. Your deed of trust is a home equity deed and you can only have one. So that means you have to refinance the whole loan again. But like I tell these people, I say, we look at it and you just have to see if it makes sense. You know, if you're getting rid of this debt that's at 30% and, you know, interest rate, I saw the guy this week that had $100,000 in debt that he was paying on.
Credit card debt?
Credit card debt.
That's about $4,000 a month.
Well, he's paying it all off.
You know, $100,000 on a mortgage might be $700. If you have a seven, you know, you're probably paying $700 a month on $100,000. $100,000 in credit cards is $4,000 a month. So this person is going to save over $3,000 a month.
He has two cards that are maxed out. That one of them is $1,195 a month, and the other one is $838 a month.
So we have $2,000 a month.
And it's $80,000 in credit card debt that he's paying
plus
off.
Some other stuff.
Yeah, plus some other. He's doing $140,000, so he's paying off all his debt.
So he's
going to
save
a couple
thousand dollars a month.
Well, he's paying everything off his house.
Just dropping the interest rate on those things.
Yeah.
You then can apply a couple thousand dollars or more a month towards your mortgage
if you want to.
Yes. If you want to.
I would never do that, but
you wouldn't refinance it?
I don't believe it.
Oh, you wouldn't pay off your mortgage earlier.
No, I would never. Yeah, but I'm at that age where, you know, 30 years more is
doesn't matter to you?
Heaven. I hope.
Yeah. Not everyone knows that. Uncle Bubba, we've heard Uncle Bubba on the radio. He sounds like he's a 25-year-old spring chicken. But he is a fall chicken. And so you make sure you get in touch with.
Give all the credit to having five kids, you know, that keeps me young, and my seven grandkids.
Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com, 214-354-5989. That's our text line here. We want to answer your questions for you. Let's get going with our first question today. It says, my credit rate is 689. How can I get money out of my home for repairs and some bills? I owe $100,000. And it's worth $300,000.
Call me.
So the home's worth $300,000 and they owe $100,000. So the math is that you can borrow up to 80% of the value. The value is $300,000. So 80% of that's $240,000. Take that $240,000 and subtract what you owe on it. So that person owes $100,000. They have $140,000 available to get out of their house on an equity loan. Scenario, whether you want to do it on a first loan and refinance the whole thing into one mortgage or just get a second loan, fixed rate home equity loan. That's what we can do for you at TexasLending.com. We're closing them very quickly.
Yep.
We've been doing these for a long time. We know what we're doing. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com for that home equity cash out refinance or the second lien home equity loan. Bubba, you see them all the time.
I do.
Make sure you text us your question at 214-354-5989. Maybe you're a first-time home buyer. Now, Liz Dean's going to call in from TDT Realtors at 8:30 this morning. Make sure you stay tuned for that. She's going to talk to about the market. Bubba and I were talking this week. Listen, some of you, if mortgage rates drop 1%, which they're on track to, they've already dropped 0.5% to nearly 0.75% since January. If you get down to a 1% better rate than we saw in January, right before the spring, as people are out here shopping for homes, you're going to see opportunities for yourself to get into a better mortgage. Some of you will be able to afford $50,000 more on a home. Maybe that's the home of your dreams you're looking for. Maybe some of you are going to be able to qualify for maybe another $100,000 in a home because of the drop in rates. We don't know where rates are going. We don't know the full impact of all this. But it's that time of year where people are out shopping. And so right now it's a buyer's market.
Yes,
you can go to the seller and say, seller, can you help me? Your realtor will help you negotiate having the seller pay for some closing costs for you. Some realtors and mortgage loan officers are helping you in combination to say, hey, let's work on buying your rate down. Maybe you can buy your rate down from 6.25% down to 5.5%, or 6.25% down to 5.75%. Maybe you get that FHA loan where you can buy it down.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking, and now you're talking about getting into that home. But if rates go down fast, then you're going to start seeing bidding wars again, and you're not going to get these great deals. So I would say the next couple months is your opportunity to get those deals done. And so if you are out there shopping for a home, and it's your opportune time because you got pre-approved at 7.5%, and all of a sudden you're going to go back and get locked, and it's going to be a lower rate than what you got approved for a couple months ago for a lot of you. That's a good, it's a lot better than that time when you get approved at 6% and all of a sudden the rates go to 7.5%, and all of a sudden you have a mortgage payment that's $700 more than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Text us your questions, 214-354-5989.
I think the most important thing about TDT Realtors is they're different than your ordinary realtor. They want to help you. They're not out just out for themselves.
Are they different because they look funny?
Huh?
Do they talk funny?
No. They really just try to get you the best deal. Negotiate your closing costs. Try to, you know, and that's, you know.
Yes. They are doing it 24/7. They're on it all the time. This is the kind of people I like working with because owning TexasLending.com and for all these years, and when it's 11 o'clock and I have a business question, and you can call TDT Realtors and they're still businessing.
Yeah.
And so that's what you want. You want to have someone who's going to always be there for you.
Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
7 days a week.
All right. Get in touch with TDT Realtors. Liz Dean will be here at 8:30. We're going to talk when we come back about things you can do with your credit. Different websites you can go to opt out of people sending you all these crazy offers in the mail and over the phone, and people you don't know getting into your credit. We'll talk about that, continuing to talk about your questions after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Woo-hoo. Show. I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Woohoo!
Looking out the window, I think they should be playing bagpipes in a morning like this. Maybe they should. Whenever it's below 55 degrees and raining in Dallas, just get out the bagpipes in downtown Dallas and start playing them. Hey, we're here to talk about your home loan. Make sure you text us your question to whether you want cash out of your home. If you're a first-time home buyer, you're not sure where to start, text us your question at 214-354-5989. Maybe you're a person who wants to sell your home and buy a new one, not sure how to set that all up and time it out. Give us a call so we can make sure we get you pre-approved, get you over to a great realtor advocate so that you can get yourself in with a builder or an existing seller. We want to make sure that you're in good hands. We've been doing this. This is our fourth decade of doing mortgage loans here in Texas, and was doing them back in the late 90s, and here we are in the mid-20s. You're still doing your home loans for you at TexasLending.com. We're happy to help. Make sure you get in touch with us now. Maybe it's that time with the things being upset in the stock market that your mortgage rates come down, and if you're getting yourself into a mortgage right now, it is a great time to be calling TexasLending.com. Make sure you go online and call us today. All right, Bubba, there are some things I wanted to talk about here.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about you know, there's, I want to stay out of, I want to stay out of all politics, and I want to talk about you, you. I want to talk to you, the consumer. You, the consumer who, you don't want people looking at your credit who you have not authorized to look at your credit. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yet, it's the craziest thing that this is even allowed in this world. I cannot believe this is allowed in the regulatory world that we live in. That if a more, they have all these rules and regulations in the mortgage world that no one can call your mortgage company. You've applied for a mortgage loan with a mortgage company, but they can only call you at certain times a day, and they can, and which I agree with. These regulations are in place. Yes. I'm okay with that. But at the same time, they allow, when a mortgage company pulls your credit, the politicians allow other mortgage companies who you have not applied for a mortgage with. And it's not like you called LendingTree and wanted to get 75 mortgage companies calling you.
Right.
You called TexasLending.com. We right. pull your credit. And then the credit bureaus sell your information to mortgage companies, and other mortgage companies start calling you who you have not applied with. You've never applied for a mortgage. Why do they have your credit information? Why do they have your credit scores? Why are they allowed to call you? Why do they have your phone number?
How do they know exactly what you've offered the bar?
Who are these people? And why are they calling you? I think it's, with all the regulations out there, I think it's ridiculous that that's allowed. And I said I was going to stay out of politics. People say, well, these are unelected people that are looking into my Social Security. Every day this is happening. It's happening in the car world. It's happening in if you're shopping for credit cards. You're getting these things in the mail. You're pre-approved. We've pulled your credit. We've looked at your credit. You're approved. Why are they looking at my credit? I have not authorized them to look at my credit.
You authorized TexasLending.com to look at your credit, but you didn't authorize Joe Broker down the street.
And they didn't have any problems. They didn't. They had no qualms about getting your credit information without you allowing them. Exactly. The fact that this goes on, that that's actually available to people, all this credit information, is astounding to me. Okay, so here's an option. There is a website, and it's an authorized website by the government. This is the, you know how you say, I'm on the do not call list? Here is how you get on the do not call list. And when you go to this website, they even say, hey, you're not going to get these firm offers from lenders. Firm offers, you never applied. Why are you getting an offer when you have never applied? Okay, there's a website. You go to opt out, O-P-T-O-U-T. This is the number. This is where you put in your number to get on the do not call list, so you don't get 8,000 phone calls.
Right.
Optoutprescreen.com, O-P-T-O-U-T, P-R-E, screen, C-R-E-E-N, opt out, prescreen. This is where you opt out of the credit bureau selling your name to people. Selling your name, by the way. They're getting paid to sell your name and your credit score to other to companies who you never applied for. What kind of bad things can happen there? And so opt out pre-screen is your opportunity to get on the do not call list. And not only that, you're going to get 1/10 of the mail that you get right now of people sending you offers in the mail that you never wanted, and you have to throw all this stuff in the wastebasket. Optoutprescreen.com is where you make that happen. If you want to get called by 150 people, that's fine. You can do that too. I just don't understand why they put regulations on people who you've applied with, but not on the people you haven't applied with. It's an amazing thing to me. It's an amazing thing.
It's a mind-boggling thing. The old chicken all right. guy used to say.
Here
comes pride.
It's a mind-boggling thing. So here's the question. What would the average payment of a $75,000 home equity loan be? I've tried your website calculator, but it tries to calculate a whole new loan. I don't want to mess with my original loan, as I don't want to lose that interest rate.
Sure.
Well, a lot of people are in that situation. As a matter of fact, the question we had earlier, they got back with us and said they're at 3.5 or somewhere around there, and they don't want to mess with that. We don't want you to mess with it. We want you to lower rates where lower rates make sense to you. If you have 25% credit card rates and you can get a second lien home equity loan at a much better rate, that's where the difference is in the world between people losing money and people making money is how do you get a lower rate? If you have $80,000 of credit cards and you're paying 25% on them, and you can get them down at 7.5% or 8% potentially, then let's do that. If you're at 3.5% on your first lien, let's keep that where it is, and let's try to do a second lien for you, a home equity
loan. I can tell you just from doing these, if I mean, it all has to do with how much loan to value you have, but the loans I'm seeing, even at 50,000, are in the eights now. And when I first started to do them, they were in the tens.
And so these second lien fixed rates, there's the ones that are adjustable. The person earlier said, I want to do one where I can get approved for 100,000, but if I only want to use 10,000, that's called a home equity line of credit.
It's like a credit card.
Those are on adjustable rates.
Right.
Those are adjustable rate loans. Okay. And so those, if rates go up, they can go up on you. There's fixed rate home equity loans, and that's what Uncle Bubba's talking about. He's saying that you can get yourself into a fixed rate, or mortgage rates now on those are much better than they were a year ago. They're a couple percent lower than they were a year ago. So your second lien fixed home equity loan that you can pay off anytime you want to, you can get it, pay off your credit cards, whatever money you're saving hundreds a month, apply that towards your second loan and get that paid off as soon as you can.
Your $75,000 loan, I can just tell you, on a 20-year fixed in the eights, you're going to be somewhere between $525 and $600 a month for 20 years. Fixed with no prepayment penalty, though. You can pay it off how you wish.
Yeah, so that sounds like a good idea. If it is, make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. We'll take a look at it for you. I'm going to get that information to Uncle Bubba after the show. He'll contact you. So, but you know what, though?
Chicken butt.
Make sure you get into the opt-out pre-screen, because once Uncle Bubba starts pulling your credit, you're going to have 80 other mortgage companies calling you. Now, if you don't want to have that happen, you can go to the opt-out pre-screen, and then you won't have all these people looking at your credit information that you never authorized to do it. All right. We're going to answer more of your questions only if you text us at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Make sure you get in touch with us today, and we will get your questions answered.
We'll get to Liz Dean here today.
And Liz Dean's calling in from TDT Realtors in just a few minutes here after the next break. So we talked about opt-out pre-screen. What if you want to look at your credit? A free credit report for yourself, authorized by the federal government as part of an act of Congress, which was passed many years ago. It authorizes you to get one free credit report every year. It will not come with your credit scores. It will come with you. It will offer you an opportunity to get your credit scores if you pay for it, but you can get it for free without the credit scores. And that is annualcreditreport.com. Annual, A-N-N-U-A-L. All of you can go to annualcreditreport.com, put in your information, your Social Security, and you will get a free credit report. It'll show you what's on there, what kind of judgments you might have, tax liens, other things that are on there. And you can see what mortgage companies are seeing. If you want to get your scores associated with it, you're going to pay for it through Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, whichever one you want. You can also, on that website, dispute things that you don't think are yours. Now, don't go disputing things that are yours, okay? Don't go disputing things that are yours. Go disputing things that aren't yours. Well, wait a minute. That's not mine. Why isn't it on there? That's incorrect. And when you dispute it, they have 30 days to fix it. And so it's an opportunity for you. I once did it a long time ago, and there was a judgment against me. And it said, there's a judgment against me on my credit report. And I said, wait a minute, I want a judgment against somebody else. They have it backwards. It wasn't against me. It was me against them. And I won it. And so I had to get that off my credit report. I didn't know it was on there. You can go do that at annualcreditreport.com. I think these two websites, opt-out pre-screen and annual credit report, put the power in your hands. You are now in charge. You can do that today. When we come back, we're going to talk to Liz Dean. In the meantime, get your text questions in, whether you're a first-time homebuyer or maybe you're trying to get cash out or such. Get in touch with us at 214-354-5989. Go to TexasLending.com today. One of our loan officers will be there for you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will see what we can find out about the real estate market. 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We want you to get your questions in at 214-354-5989. Ask your questions about your mortgage. Be safe out there in the wet roads. In the meantime, we're going to have Liz Dean, who has just called in. She is from TDT Realtors, and she's over there in Arlington. And I wonder what she's doing today in the rainy weather. I want to know what a realtor does in rainy weather. Liz, are you there for us?
I'm here. How are you, Kevin?
I'm okay. You know, you realtors, you guys get up, what, 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning? When do you start selling houses?
Well, my phone was blowing up at 7:15 for an agent who was trying to get into a house, but the lockbox wouldn't let him in because it wasn't 8 o'clock. So,
would that realtor wouldn't be your husband, would it?
No, it was not that.
I didn't know if you referred to your husband as a realtor, you know, in the third person. That's always that makes a happy household.
Wow. I mean, getting into a lockbox at 7:45 in the morning. Wow.
I know. Wow,
right? Maybe they were wet. Nobody's looking. They were wet. They wanted to get inside.
That's a little early, I think.
Yeah, he was not happy, but he got in, so it's all good now.
Do people cancel showings when it's raining like it is around
here?
They
do. People don't like, it's Texas, and we're very fair weather people here, but it is what it is. I've got a listing appointment this afternoon, so that's easy. And then I know my husband, Stuart, he's got 3 showings today. So, people still look in
hopefully
the rain.
Hopefully one of mine.
I mean, I know some people in the concrete business, and when it's raining like this, they can do nothing.
Yeah.
When it's raining out, there's nothing. They can't pour any concrete.
Well, it's kind of like the car wash business.
Yeah, the car wash business. Yes. Anyway, we're wondering, you know, last year when the last time we had the end of the show, we had just got through the changes in the real estate market. And no one quite knew how it was going to impact the realtors, the market overall. What is your assessment and what's the latest on all those changes that happened last year? Maybe you can bring people up to speed on what happened and how it settled.
Well, the big thing was it's all about realtor compensation, you know, knowing how your realtor gets paid.
Realtors get paid?
I know. Imagine that. They do all that work for all those months, and then finally, when they buy a house, they get paid.
Yes, I know. It's kind of like a mortgage people.
It's all about disclosing, and you guys know all about disclosures, but disclosing how that fee gets paid. So at TDT, we really haven't seen much of a change. You know, it's just more transparent. We've got forms that have to be signed before you look at any houses. Any realtor in the whole entire country should have you sign a form before you go look at a house with them.
Yeah.
And in Texas, we're lucky because you don't have to do a long-term commitment. You can do a one-time showing.
So in other states, they have to do long-term commitments?
Yeah. I know Alabama, there was a big to-do because they just said that they don't have to have this form signed, but I have a feeling that the DOJ will push back on that quickly.
How long are these long-term commitments? There might be some longer-term commitments with your realtor than there are in marriages.
Well, it all depends on your situation. So everyone can be, it's all negotiable. You can pick your area. You can pick the Metroplex. Everyone is, you know, subject to negotiation. And a good realtor will sit down with you and explain it and make sure that you understand, okay, I represent you. And you only, I'm going to get you the best deal. I'm here to make sure you're protected, meet the deadlines and all of that.
Yeah.
And that's what a good realtor will do is make sure that buyer is protected. And the market that we're seeing right now, I mean, yeah, things are going quick and they're going multiple offers, but there's also some really good deals to be had, you know, stuff that's sitting on the market a little bit that needs a fresh coat of paint. I mean, we're seeing sellers pay not only the buyer agent compensation, but they're also paying closing cost assistance for buyers, seeing some great price reductions. So it's a really good time to buy a house. I know rates can always be scary, but if rates are coming down.
They're coming down. They've come down a little bit this week. By next Monday, I think you'll probably see rates 3/8 to 0.5% better than they were just a month ago.
So. Yeah. So I really feel like that's going to get a lot of people off the fence. And then when there's more buyers in the market, those deals start going away. So it's like all the people like, I'm going to wait for rates to come down. Well, rates come down, then you're paying more for a house because there's more people looking for that same house.
Yes.
So yes.
It's a catch 22, but,
those closing costs being paid gets taken off the table too, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That definitely goes away.
So now's the time.
Yeah.
It's that time of year. What, in your estimation, what percentage of improvement average over between closings in, let's say, November, December, January, what percent improvement do you see by the time you get around to June, July, and August? Do you see 100% increase in home purchases or 50%?
I would say 50%. There's always that year-end push from investors that are always, you know, clamoring to get their last deal in. You know, January and February were pretty darn slow, but it is definitely picking up right now. I always see a little bit of a slump. I call it the back to school football slump. So that August, September, once kids sports start back in full swing, those Saturday showings go way down, you know, come September. So I feel like April, May, June, July are probably the strongest months because everybody's looking to get in before school starts again.
Let's talk about how people can be helped by you when they want to find out an area to buy a home. You guys have this great thing where you say, hey, I'm looking in this area, and you guys can pull up a radius around that area for new home homes on the market. How does that work with you?
So we have the local MLS, which all realtors have access to, but we can generate a portal. It's called a One Home Portal. And we can drill it down as specific as you want. You know, if you've got a specific elementary school that you want your kids to go to, we can search for only homes in that particular elementary school. If you want to make sure you
Bubba's not allowed around those. he has to move a certain distance away from them.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules about that.
Okay. All joking aside, so you can, someone says, I want to be by that school, you can put a radius, 5 miles, 10 miles?
Yeah, you can make sure, you can search for that particular school so you know that that home goes to that elementary school. Obviously, price, bedrooms, all the basics, but we can get it as specific as you want for that neighborhood.
And you start getting email. People start getting emails every day, like, there's this home came on the market, this home came on the market, and when you find one you want.
Our data is live. So if a realtor lists a home at 801, you're going to get an email at 802 that a home meets your criteria.
All right.
So Zillow and Redfin and all those other websites, they do pull from our MLS, but their data usually takes about 24 hours to update. So if you've got a realtor that can get you on a portal, that is definitely the way to do it because you're live. You're seeing the same thing that we're seeing.
All right. I got a question for you. So, do you have a way of telling which areas have the best tax rates? Because people don't realize they shop interest rates, but they don't shop property tax rates to find a better bargain there.
So you can look on the county website and figure out, okay, if you're in Tarrant County with, you know, Arlington schools and, you know, all those basics, you'll know your tax rate. Every MLS sheet or when you get your thing, it has the current tax amount. It's unexempt tax amount is what pulls over to the system. So they do have access to that data. They just have to know where to look for it on the portal.
Right.
Well, we appreciate all the things you can do for people, and we appreciate you calling in. Make sure you go to TDT Realtors. This is a sports show, so you know how to spell TD. Go to TDT Realtors.
Everything's about football.
Yes, and then you'll get in touch with one of the realtors there at TDT Realtors, and then they can show you the houses you want to find. You can get you pre-approved at texashunting.com.
Yep.
We do appreciate you calling in today, Liz. We're going to take a quick break. And you enjoy your day out there today. Hopefully you have some oars and some sails so you can take people around on your little boat out there in Arlington.
I know. It's so ugly.
Yeah. Well, all right. Enjoy.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys. All right.
Thanks, Liz. And that's Liz Dean from TDT Realtors. Make sure you get in touch with them today. And make sure you get in touch with TexasSunny.com so we can get you pre-approved for your home purchase. Text us your questions now, 214-354-5989. We'll answer them when we come back on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We're talking about your home loans. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com today. The greatest thing about TexasLending.com is we know what we're doing, and our loan officers know how to get you approved. They know how to get you into a home. They know how to get your cash out loan closed quickly because they've all been doing this for a long time. Joe Milburn's been with us for over 20 years. Bubba has been since 2002. He started with TexasLending.
I went to your Christmas party on my first day of work.
You know, everyone's been with TexasLending.com for they started with TexasLending.com over 15 years ago. It's amazing the people that we've had working for us and the people we have for us right now. If you're a loan officer, we have a lot of opportunities right now. If you are looking and you're a mortgage loan officer, get in touch with TexasLending.com today. We want to help you. And Bubba.
Yep.
People are trying to get into home purchases. This person says they're a first-time home buyer. He says they only have $10,000 to put down, but they make about $100,000 a year. So about $100,000, so we're going to tell you about $8,300 a month. Well, and so if you're making $8,300 a month and they have $10,000 down, they said their credit scores are in the 690s. How do we help them?
We got some down payment assistance things for that. So, you know, it's a good chance that you could get into a house without anything down, because if we have down payment assistance for your down payment and we can get your closing costs paid through TDT Realtors.
No. Not through TDT Realtors. Through TDT's helping you negotiate with the seller.
Right, yeah. Well, that's through them.
The realtors will help you negotiate having the seller cover your closing costs.
Yeah, and then, but other than that, you have $10,000 for closing costs. But, you know, like I said, the down payment assistance thing at $690 can be done very easily.
Well, if you have $8,300 a month of income, then one-third of that, you're talking about
$300,000,
$2,800 a month, somewhere in there that you might be able to afford in your mortgage. $2,800. Well, $2,800 a month, you're going to be somewhere around $330,000 mortgage.
Purchase.
And so, if you're putting 10% or $10,000 down, a first-time home buyers program offers you as little as 3% down on the conventional loan. As little as 3% down on a first-time home buyer conventional loan. As little as 3.5% out of pocket if you're doing FHA. And, of course, VA, if you're a veteran, the zero down. They all come with different rates, different mortgage insurance. FHA has lower rates than conventional right now, and FHA has some mortgage insurance than conventional. Yes. Opportunities to get you in for a nice mortgage payment. So they all have different down payment requirements. They all have different mortgage rates, and they all have different mortgage insurance. You need to find out what you qualify for and how do we get you into what you're looking for.
And the most important thing is they're taking those offers now, where a few years ago they weren't taking those offers. So they were just saying, we want conventional. We don't want FHA, you know.
Well, that's your opportunity right now. I know my father, he lives up in McKinney. And he's renting a place, and his rent is $2,400 a month for a townhouse. And we're just talking about $2,800 a month. You might be able to buy your own house and have that mortgage payment in there. Take a look and find out what's involved in that with TexasLending.com. We'll go over all the different payment details with you regarding principal, interest payments, taxes, insurance. You have to look at HOA, that's Homeowners Association situations. So we have all these opportunities for you at TexasLending.com. Make sure you call us at 214-354-5989. Make sure you go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We know it's a wet day today, and you're driving around out there, so we know that it's difficult for you to get in touch with us here. And it's difficult any day when you're driving around. You don't want to be texting us there, but if you are at home and you're looking for your answers, get in touch with us today. I did like what... Liz Dean had to say, Bubba. She was talking about some people, some of these houses, they'll take a look at it, just needs a fresh coat of paint on it to get it ready if you're trying to sell a home or depending on what you're trying to get yourself into. I was thinking, Bubba, maybe that's all you need is a fresh coat of paint.
Yeah.
You know, a little upgrade.
Yeah, a little upgrade. Maybe a little shave, a little, you know, a little deodorant.
Yeah. A lot of deodorant for inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Make sure you get in touch with us for your home loan, though. When you're trying to get your home loan done with inappropriate Uncle Bubba, the good news is you're doing it by phone most of the time, so you don't have to worry about the deodorant. You can just be applying. You can do it smell-free.
Yeah. No smelling over the internet.
So make sure you get in touch with inappropriate Uncle Bubba or TexasHoney.com or one of our loan officers today. Mm-hmm. We did talk about mortgage rates dropping this week. Dropped a lot this week. So if you shopped 2 months ago or a month ago, and you said, man, these homes are just outside my affordability. With mortgage rates dropping like they are right now, that's one of the benefits. So the stock market's dropping, but if you don't own stock and you're looking to buy a home, this is your opportunity right now. Get in touch with us today. We want to help you and make sure you get in touch with that TexasLending.com. We are here to help. Okay. Not much time left, inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Do you have anything that you want to bring up to people before we get going into this next week? What should people be doing?
They should they should be really checking into the opportunity of buying a house and the one-time shopping here at TexasLending.com. We can get it all for you.
Make sure you get in touch with us today. A loan officer can help you this afternoon before that week gets back in. We have a lot of things coming up. We have holidays coming up.
The Masters.
We have that's a holiday. That's next weekend. It's a golf holiday.
It'll be riveting.
I used to have loan officers who would just say, I'm going to be out for the weekend. I have to watch the Masters. I mean, these people are dedicated to
the
golf.
Out Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. So make sure you get...
Now that we work from home, we can watch it and work.
We are here to help you. Make sure you get in touch with us today. Okay. You can talk to a loan officer. Do you know you can apply for a loan in about... I would say about 7 or 8 minutes an application can be completed. An application can be completed over the phone in about 7 or 8 minutes with a good loan officer. They're going to ask you where you work. They're going to ask you what your address is, and they're going to run your credit, and they're going to take a look at it and say, here's what you qualify for. It doesn't take a long time. Now, here's where time gets added. If you're writing off all of your income, if your credit is got a problem, if there's issues on your title, if you're having a problem with your appraisal, or if your foundation is messed up, these are the kind of things that make mortgage loan applications or mortgage processes go longer. But if you have everything ready to go, you can close in as little as 10, 12 days with TexasLending.com if you have everything ready to go. So get in touch with us today, and that's at the TexasLending.com website. We have to get out of here, Bubba.
Oh, no.
Enjoy your wet weekend, and make sure you get in touch with us every weekend right back here on the TexasLending.com mortgage show. We're here every weekend on Saturdays from 8 to 9. We'll see you next week on your Saturday back here on the TexasLending.com mortgage show, 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.